care.
WHUD Lincoln White Plains Traffic is proud to announce their new service facility is open 233 East Main Street, Elmsford, LincolnWhitePlains.com. Discover the ultimate service experience in Westchester. Cindy, what's going on? Cindy?
I am here.
What you got?
Okay, I have some delays. If you're traveling on the Westchester bound Tappan Zee Bridge, the fog is an issue this morning. A 45 mile per hour speed limit restriction is in effect. Over to the Sawmill between the Taconic and 120, you're down to one lane in that stretch. Springbrook Parkway south from Central Park Avenue into Bronx River Parkway, some right lane repair work, and Yonkers Avenue east at Raybrook Road, right lane is down. Over to Snook Road and Fishkill, a crash at Cathy Court. And if you spot a problem, give us a call and let us know. The number is, it's one of those mornings, I just don't have it together. The number is 1-888-939-WHUD. I'm Cindy Waitman on Westchester and the Hudson Valley's Music and Information Station, 100.7 WHUD.
We thank you, Cindy. She's here four times an hour to keep you posted. We got the video of the day coming up. Later on, we've got the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. We'll take you to the Dolphin Restaurant in Yonkers. At 7:15. At 8:15, Alanis Morissette, two lawn tickets to Bethel Woods. And we got the Party Nail giveaway at 8:30 via text, so get your thumbs ready. 8:30, we begin the commercial-free start to your workday.
And we have a special moment now with Peekskill's bagpiper Joe Brady. For the past 33 years, he has led the New York City St. Patrick's Parade. He kept the parade alive during COVID. Yes, they had 2 years of very small parades with Joe there. And today, year 33, Peekskill's bagpiper Joe Brady leading the parade for the very last time in the city. What do you see this morning, Joe?
The 69th Regiment will be at the cathedral just about 7:30 or so, and we'll be prepared to march into the cathedral at 8 o'clock for the annual mass dedicated to the soldiers of the regiment. It's going to be a beautiful day. Somewhere along the route, I'm going to be reminded why I made such a decision, and I'll be comfortable with it for sure.
Right, when your feet start screaming at you. Joe Brady, there are two groups of people I want to bring to mind this morning, because I feel this first group all around us, and that's your parents and your grandparents. They must be looking down on you today, just beaming with love and pride. And the other group I want to mention is your wife and children, who I know are surrounding you with so much love. You have taken like an entire generation on a journey with you, and we're just so grateful for that. So I just wanted to bring up those two groups to share with you today.
Well, Casey, you brought a tear to my eye. That's wonderful. I'm glad you said it, because I could not have. I am very fortunate. Anna's sitting next to me here. The girls are going down separately, but we were all up almost most of the night. They can't wait to celebrate with me and us. And thank you for mentioning my parents, of course. I'll be thinking of them as well, and we're so happy to have, upwards of 40 of our closest friends from Peekskill and some from the Bronx that are going to be joining us in this celebration. And I'm so happy that you brought that up, because, like I said, I couldn't. I'm very, very lucky and happy, and I'm very grateful. Thank you, Casey.
He's our guy, Joe Brady from Peekskill, 33 years leading the New York City Parade. You're shaking your head like it's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
What's unbelievable?
33 years.
And
I
what
can't
a
believe
great,
it.
Wonderful, fabulous life. He's such a wonderful guy. And he will be leading the Peekskill Parade March 26th.
Okay. He's not retiring. He's just not going to do New York City. It's a long walk.
It's a long walk.
With bagpipes.
Yep.
All right. In sports last night, the Knicks won. They beat Portland by a score of 128-98. R.J. Barrett led with 31 points. Dallas over the Brooklyn Nets, 113-111. In college basketball, Rutgers went to double overtime with Notre Dame but lost 89-87, so they're out of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. In hockey, the Calgary Flames over the Devils by a score of 6-3. In baseball, Freddie Freeman, the free agent that we thought might be coming to the Yankees, he's going to the Dodgers, 6 years, $162 million. The Yankees begin spring training games tomorrow, by the way. Good morning, it's Mike Casey, and the forecast is on the way.